This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. To Europe, where economic sentiment is at a three-year low, according to new figures out today. The global markets seem to be putting that aside and focusing instead on a statement that came last week from the head of the European Central Bank. Mario Draghi said he'd do whatever it takes to keep the euro together. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us live now as she is each Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Julia, what can the European Central Bank do now to live up to those expectations?
Well, of course, as we've seen time and again, the danger is that they overpromise and underdeliver. But they are having their policy meeting this week, and we think that what we heard from President Draghi last week suggests that they're going to reinitiate their bond buying program to lower the borrowing costs for Spain and Italy in an attempt to ease the pressure on those two countries.
And that's got everyone really excited.
Yes. Well, it doesn't fix a lot of the problems, but it does indicate that resolve to not let things escalate any further and to hopefully tackle the root of the problems. But it does basically just buy a little time.
Now, U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is in Europe today for meetings. How much of an impact is the slowdown over there having on our economy right now?
Well, we are starting to see the market turbulence take its toll on the European economy. So before it was just a market crisis, now it's a real economic reality in Europe. It's in recession. They're feeling the pain. And then the global economy has slowed down, and we're starting to feel that in the U.S. on the ground. We're starting to see hiring slow. We're starting to see investment slow, export growth slow. So these are the things that have been supporting the recovery, and it is a worry that this crisis is beginning to affect the real people in the real economy.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.